Well, it's a great pleasure tonight to have Casey Rausch with us. She's been a busy lady the last couple of weeks, I think, with concerts and all kinds of stuff. So we're lucky to have her, I think. So I want to thank all of you guys for coming tonight. And I know it's going to be a great show. I'm going to ask Casey a couple of questions and we'll get the show started. When did you start doing music? How old were you and when all did that happen?
Well, I really started playing guitar a lot when I was 12, although I was 8 when I got my first guitar. Started playing at 12 and started gigging at 15, and I'm now close to 38.
Really?
Yeah.
So you're an old pro.
I like to pretend like I am anyway.
So what was the first music you were listening to and performing back at 15?
Well, at 15, I was really into Jim Croce, Janis Joplin, James Taylor, those kinds of things. But it was my family that I was hearing from the time I was a little bitty squirt until still my family still makes a lot of music today. So they were really the roots of what got me making music.
So was it like did you have a family band that you played in or?
Not consistently, but my family, I was largely raised in Texas and all my family was here. And so when I would come back for the summers, my family would get together and make a lot of music. And they were the ones that I played my first gig with. So they had something more consistently than I was a part of. And I was just blessed to join them every opportunity that I could get in there and do it and make my way from Texas back to Parkville to join them.
Was it like bluegrass or folk or what style would you say it was?
More kind of country and folk type stuff. A lot of Merle Haggard, Guy Clark, that kind of stuff.
So what? So did you start writing in that vein right away, or did you do more contemporary stuff? What was your first kind of songs like?
Really bad. Really bad folk kind of songs. I was about 17, I think, maybe 16 when I first tried to start writing something. And then I think I wrote the first song that I really thought I could share when I was about 18. Mm-hmm. And writing did not come naturally to me, nor did singing. It was something I really had to work on. And I still don't write every day. It just kind of happens when it happens.
Yeah. So did you play guitar? Have you always played guitar? Did you pick it up like at 15 or when did you start playing?
At 12. I picked up the guitar and started playing pretty much every day, you know, just in my bedroom and such. Mm-hmm. And I'm trying to think. I think it was trombone was my actual first instrument in grade school. I started playing in the sixth grade. So right about the same time I picked up the guitar. Mm-hmm. But trombone was the one that I was playing in school and learning the notes on and the scales and that kind of thing. And I've never really had any lessons with guitar.
Yeah. Well, trombone really doesn't translate well to folk music. So. Not usually, anyway. How many CDs out have you put out now?
I have 2 official CDs, and I had a couple demos before that, and then getting ready to start a new CD, hopefully this winter if the funds all pan out, and I've got more than an album's worth of material ready to go.
Awesome. I can't wait to hear it.
Nice.
So you do a lot of festivals, too, don't you?
I do some.
I know that you're pretty well known at Winfield, and that's like a big deal. I mean, and you've like won the contest there a couple of times.
Oh, or? No, I don't enter many contests. No. Competition is not really my thing, and maybe I need to get over that. But I've never entered a competition. Mm-hmm. I just go and play my heart out and sign up for some of the campground stages. Mm-hmm. I did get to play one of the main stages 1 year as a best of the campground pickers. Mm-hmm. That was several years ago and a lot of fun. But mostly, I have family roots in Winfield. Also, the Rausches have been in Winfield since the late 1800s. Oh, wow. So it's also a family reunion for us each year as well.
Wonderful. Well, I won't delay much longer here. So I'll let you get to start and playing. And maybe you can tell us a little bit of the shows you're doing and where you're going to be and what all you're doing to everybody whenever we get going. So I want to also do a little announcement too about what shows we have coming up next month. We have a show at Kathleen's house in Belton, Missouri, and with Roy Schneider. He is from, is he from North Carolina or South Carolina? But he's a touring Americana folk singer songwriter. So if you want to come out to that show, that'll be in Belton at Kathy's house. And then we have in January, we're going to have a show with David Oley, Olney. Do you know if that's how I'm pronouncing it right? Anyway, he's written songs for Linda Ronstadt and Emmylou Harris and all kinds of people that you know. But he's pretty cool. And then we have other shows coming up late in March and April, too. So we're doing about one house concert a month. And if anybody wants to ever host one, we'd love for you to do it. And we'd love to help you out doing it, too. Kathleen's a great cook, and she'll help you out with that, and we can help supply some of the supplies things. And so if you're interested in hosting a house concert as well, let me know. So without any further ado, we'll turn things over to Casey Roush. Let's give her a big hand.
My guitar still has mud on it from Winfield. I just opened the case for the first time on Thursday night since I had gotten back from Winfield, and as soon as I opened it, the smell of the pecan grove came out, and I literally went, Well, thanks for having me, all, and thanks for coming. I sure appreciate it. I feel so blessed to be able to do what I love so much, and I couldn't do it if it wasn't a give and take, so thank you for coming out. This is one of the newer tunes I'll start with, hoping to get this recorded soon. It's called I'm All Right, and I wrote it after I realized how I didn't realize how miserable I was until I was no longer miserable. And I think that comes from being an optimist, and I tend to try to make the glass full even if it's really empty. And found myself coming around, I didn't know just how far I'd been down, for that the last thing I knew was a worried mind, with a heart so heavy I could put trouble in a bind. Folks, I had no idea. My pretty thoughts, they weren't too clear. But I could cuss all day and night, and me and my mind sure put up a fight, telling myself that I'm all right. I'm all right. I'm all right. I'm all right, I'm just fine. Well, thank you, sunshine, thanks for shining down. Without you here, I might not be around. You shine down every road, picking up my heavy load. Well, folks, have you any idea how it feels when suddenly it's so clear? And I could sing all day and night, and me and my fella hardly put up a fight. I'm telling you now, man, I'm all right. I'm all right. I'm all right. I'm all right, yeah, I'm just fine. Thanks. Did you have something to say, Critic?
Mm-hmm. Well, I'll play this one. I've been thinking about my baby girl a lot. My baby girl isn't a baby anymore. She's nearly 16. Did you know that, Harry? My girl's about to be 16 years old. Isn't that something? But when she was about 7 or 8 years old, I got invited out to North Carolina to play some gigs, and I was trying like heck to make it work out, and I just could not make it work. And so instead, I made up this song about traveling with my baby girl. It's called Caroline. I'm gonna see that Caroline, and I'm gonna take with me that gal of mine. We'll hit the road, my gal and me. We'll hit the road, my gal and me. We'll hit the road, my gal and me. For the whole world we have to see, my gal and me. Ain't gonna let money get us down. Ain't gonna let money get us down. Ain't gonna let money get us down. There are more precious things around. I'm gonna roam where I find my time. I'm gonna roam where I find my time. I'm gonna roam where I find my time. And I'm gonna roam with that gal of mine. That gal of mine, that gal of mine. I'm gonna roam with that gal of mine. That gal of mine, that gal of mine. I'm gonna roam with that gal of mine. I'm gonna roam with that gal of mine. I'm gonna roam with that gal of mine.
Thanks. I love house concerts because they, well, for a lot of reasons, but one of the reasons I love them is because it allows me the opportunity to tell the story about the song, which I feel is so much a part of the song. This one is one that I made up shortly after my great-grandmother passed away. She was 103 years old when she passed. She lived happily and healthily up to the very end. She went into the hospital for some little dizzy spells she was having and caught pneumonia when she was there, and that's what got her. So it was kind of, you know, very bittersweet. It really wasn't sweet. It was just very bitter. but it also happened to be my birthday, the day that she passed. And so that was full of balance. You know, we had 5 generations there between her and then her daughter, which was my grandmother, my mother, myself, and my daughter. So as we were celebrating my life and easing her into death, it was just an undeniable amount of balance that filled the air. And so when she passed, my uncle, my great uncle, her son, sat down next to me and said, 103 and finally free. You ought to write a song about that. Oh, yeah. So I said, yes, sir, because that's what I do. When my uncle says, you ought to write a song about that, I just say, yes, sir. He's a big reason why I make music. So it goes like this.
Birthday written on your stone, a cold reminder how I could feel so alone. But it only takes a memory of your smiling face to know that I've been blessed by your sweet love and grace. A grace that's gonna last was finally free. She was 103. Now she's finally free. That's how I want to be, like my great granny. I'm going to jig on my birthday, spike the eggnog when I'm ornery. I'm going to make sure everybody eats everything I can reach. I'm going to tell jokes at the table, drink some beer while I'm able. She was 103. Now she's finally free. She was 103. Now she's finally free. That's how I wanna be, like my great granny. Tell me that you'll dress me in my best pink beads. Return me to the earth where my mother lies. Give a little thanks for this amazing life. With hearts for leaves, you can say she was 103. Now she's finally free. She was 103, and now she's finally free. That's how I'm gonna be, like my great granny.
Thank you. Excuse me, I've done a lot of singing over the last few days, and I think my voice is finally starting to feel it tonight.
Honey, you sound good. I can't believe you.
Oh, thanks.
I've never had formal training on the guitar. I mean,
thank you. Thank you. No, I just been blessed to make music with some really wonderful people and study in their actions and their fingers. And yeah, when I was a kid, just learning to play, and when I would join my family members at their pick'em parties and such, rarely would anybody, you know, when the song would first get going, rarely would my uncles or anybody show me how the song goes. I'd just have to, you know, watch their fingers and jump in and do what I can. And then after the song was done, maybe one of them would lean over and go, "This is what you were missing," you know, and show me that lick right there or something. But that's about the extent of it. I did take, when I moved to Albuquerque for a very brief time as a teenager, the middle school there had a guitar class that you could take in school, and I signed up for it. But I knew most of everything that they taught already. I learned alternate bass notes in that class. And that, I got that. And that counted. I carried that with me a long ways, but that was the most of it, really. I do play stand-up bass, yeah. That stemmed from, I had access for a while to a friend of mine at the time, her bass, and I started messing around on that. And then my husband, who is not my husband at the time, plays in a band called Buttermilk Boys, and didn't have a bass, and so eventually I started playing with Buttermilk Boys, and so I'm the bass player in that band.
Cool.
Yeah, very simple bass playing, but. Some people will ask, well, why is it called the Buttermilk Boys if there's a girl in it? And my favorite reaction to that is, well, was the name of the band before I joined it, and I'm just not that sensitive. We're all part of a woman and a man. So that was about my Granny Ford, and for quite a while, she was the oldest and longest living resident in Parkville, Missouri, where my family's been for over 150 years. And I, however, keep finding myself over on the Clay County side, and so I made up this song called Platte County Good Old Girl. How I long to be Platte County good old girl like my mama, my grandma's, my sisters too, like my daddy and my grandpa's, my uncles and my brothers. But it's Clay County where I kick off my shoes. And it was round about 18 something or another when my family crossed that dividing line between the north and the south and the free and the slave. They built them some homes where they worked and they played. Well, it was old Uncle Tuck who built a log cabin. At least he tried and he tried, but he did not succeed. 'Cause a log fell down and it rolled upon his chest. It was then that they laid old Tuck down to rest. And how I longed to be a Platte County good old girl like my mama, my grandma's, my sisters too, like my daddy and my grandpa's, my uncles and my brothers. But it's Clay County where I kick off my shoes. So this next verse my daughter wrote, I simply told her the story I wanted to tell, and she came up with it. It's a true story. Well, my great 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 granddad rode into town on his horse to his wife is where he was bound. When the men stopped to ask him, where do your loyalties lie, was his answer that would lead to the day that he died. And how I longed to be a Platte County good old girl like my mama, my grandma's, my sisters too, like my daddy and my grandpa's, my uncles and my brothers. But it's Clay County where I kick off my shoes. Yes, it's Clay County where I kick off my shoes. Thank you. So that last verse was, you know, my grandfather, he was stopped by some Union men and asked, you know, what side are you on? And when he said the Confederacy, they killed him. And his brother rode with Quantrell's Raiders, who then used my grandfather's killing as one of his personal reasons for storming Lawrence and burning it down. Three of my band members are Lawrence natives and play in bands called Ashes to Immortality or Signal Ridge. So it's kind of a little inside joking battle we have, Platte County versus the Lawrence folk. Of course, I am not my ancestors, and I do not claim to have their same principles or beliefs, as much as I am proud to be their blood. So I'm at the point now where I have started answering myself by way of song because I finally have come to terms and I'm okay with settling in Clay County And I went to my grandmother and I told her I wrote this next song about being okay with being from Platte County. And she just said, "Oh, I don't know about that. I'm just a Platte County girl." So grandma didn't take too much to this song, but I'm going to sing it anyway. This is called, I don't know, Clay County. I haven't really come up with a name for it. Just ends up getting called Clay County. Sweet Clay County, shining in the moonlight. I planted my seeds in hopes that they grow right, but I don't know yet just what I'm gonna get. Kids in the backseat, fella on the left side, driving your roads, watching where the deer hide. Look out, babe, here she come again. It's that sweet little doe we call a friend. Clay County, I once denied your name, but I know now that I'm home here just the same. 'Cause I'm what you call the Clay Platte Levite, born and raised to be here till I die. Hope to God that'll be a long time. Like my great granny Ford and sweet Aunt Marguerite, they stuck around just to watch the kids at their feet. And what do you know? I think that's me. I want to watch my kids grow and be free. Oh, Clay County, I once denied your name, but I know now that I'm home here just the same. Sweet Clay County, shining in the sunlight. Thank you for helping me to bring myself upright. I hope to God I can pass it on. So I'll tend to my garden, weeding what I don't want. Nurture your fruit growing on my front lawn. Come on, kids, pick another one. We're gonna eat from the sweet land we live on. Clay County, I once denied your name, but I know now that I'm home here just the same. Thanks. Short and sweet. That is a nice hat, sir. Very fine. I'll do another one of the newer ones. It's about a year or so old. Newer since I put the last record out, for sure. I had quit gigging and traveling for a few years from about, I call it the great musical flip out of 08. I was just gigging nonstop, and which I was very blessed and grateful for. But what I found was that I had a hard time saying no, and so I was very blessed and grateful to receive invitations to play, but I wasn't very selective and just took anything that came my way, whether it was financially fruitful or spiritually fruitful or what. And I got myself burned out, and I got myself into some shady situations by doing that as well. And so I went, wah, no more, and I went and got a full-time job. And though I learned a lot, and I'm grateful for my experience in that job where I stayed for a little over 3 years, I just left that job at the end of December to make way for more music in my life. And I've learned a little bit more about how I need to go about doing it for myself and for my family and that kind of thing. So this was the first song that I wrote after realizing I needed to do it. It was before I made the step towards leaving my job, but this song came and slowly everything fell into place. It's called Field of Greens. Actually came out of a yoga moment in my yard. I never thought
I could leave it all behind. Everything I'd known since I was knee-high. What was I thinking? Pretending that I was so tired. Then the sun shone down right on my weary crown, and the wind about swept me off my feet. Dug my toes on down deeper into the ground to balance my worries for now. And in the field of greens, everything just as it seems, except the gal ignoring her dreams. Now I could say I got a little too burned out, and that my heart is not what it's about. But I know that's a lie. It's my heart now that cries, unless the sun shines down right on my weary crown, and the wind that sweeps me off my feet. I dig my toes on down deeper into the ground, balance my worries for now. And in the field of greens, everything's just as it seems, except the gal ignoring her dreams. So here I sit, trying to figure it all out. I got my guitar in hand, there's music about. And it could be so easy, but it's so hard to please me. Unless the sun shines down right on my weary crown, and the wind about sweeps me off my feet. I dig my toes on down deeper into the ground to balance my worries now. And in the field of greens, everything's just as it seems, except the gal ignoring her dreams. I'm not a gal who ignores her dreams.
I tend to write mostly about the places I've lived and people I've known. So although my family's roots run very deep in Platte County, and I was born in these parts, when I was 4 years old, my papa's job took us to southeast Texas, about an hour and a half from the Louisiana border. A lot of times when people think of Texas, they think of West Texas or, you know, the hills near Austin and that kind of thing. Well, this was more like Louisiana. It was really swampy, very humid, big fat critters everywhere. And so that's where my formative years were spent. And I went to school out there, with the exception of the very brief time we moved to Albuquerque for a year and a half. But we moved back to the very same town, into this very same house we left when we left Albuquerque. So I have several songs about Texas as well. And this one is about the first time and the last time I ever rode a horse when I was 11 years old. It's called An East Texas Day.
Rode a horse whose name I don't recall, but I rode on that horse through the piney woods so tall. Never had I been so afraid. Horse just might up and carry me away. I cannot ride, not to save my life. It was an East Texas day, the sun was shining down, and I mounted that horse just like Abby had shown me how. Next thing I know, sound came from my mouth. Horse moved his feet and we were headed south. And I cannot ride, not to save my life. Take this little girl and add another to my bag. Little Katie had a way of screaming, that's a fact. Horse was spooked, so he jumped up high. I dropped the reins and kissed my life goodbye. I cannot ride, not to save my life. We rode up on the edge of a dried up old creek bank. It seemed to me a mile down my heart had gone and sank. And I remember I in the solid ground, thinking never would I ride again if my feet should ever touch back down. I will not ride, not to save my life. But I did ride just to save life, just to save my life. Let's see. I'll play this other one about Texas. I haven't played this one in a while, so hopefully I'll get it all there. Yeah. Hour and a half north of there. Yeah, hour-ish north of Houston. 60 miles north of Houston. Yep. Why, did you live there? Or?
No, I've got family.
It is, to say the least. I was not fond of it while I was there the majority of the time. I think when I was little, I loved being outdoors and I loved being able to go in my backyard and hunt for crawdads, you know, and that kind of thing. But, all of my family was here and we were in a very small town where everybody was related to everybody except for me. And I felt very apart from everything there. Now, in fact, this song that I'm about to play came from finally accepting how being raised in East Texas shaped me, all the lessons learned, you know, the good and the bad and that kind of thing. And so now I'm okay with it. And I've been back a good handful of times. And the last time I was back there, which was end of April, was a little bit rough. I'd had some very healing trips, particularly the time before last. And this time I went back and I just saw so much blithe and a lot of the people that I went to school with are, you know, popping pills just to get through the day and just not very happy and blessings and I try not to pass judgment, but I felt like I saw where I would have been had I not had the wherewithal to get out. It was very eye-opening for me, and I love those. I love a lot of those people very, very much. But this was coming from a healing place here. This is called Polk County Ties. Run down south, wide Missouri to the Gulf Coast mouth. And I asked a lot of questions, I told a lot of lies. Thought I'd deny to the day I died my East Texas ties. But I dug for arrowheads and petrified wood. Peanut buttered pine cones, my folks, they were good. And the neighbors were all happy with their deep southern ways. Dinner at noon 30 after church on Sundays. East Texas sun, shine all day long. Except when the rain is falling down. My backyard is about to drown. Red clay and pine needles under my feet. Mama said to wash up before I eat. And it's fried bass and cottage on the plate in front of me. Tomorrow night I bet you it's fried crappie. Big thicket to Big Bend, big busted women, cowboys and sin. Driving in my bug down Interstate 10, laughing and singing with my sister friend. East Texas sun, shine all day long, except when the rain is falling down. my backyard is about to drown. Polk County Enterprise and KETX, longhorned cattle, those rednecks, and water snakes, modern and roaches that fly. Skeeters so big they could carry the whole sky. Yeah, I was born near the waters that run down south, wide Missouri to the Gulf Coast mouth. And I asked a lot of questions, got told a lot of lies. Thought I'd deny to the day I died my Polk County ties. East Texas sun.
Thanks. So I think I got one more Texas song, and then we'll move along to the next chapter in my life. So this one was made up after that song I just played a couple years, maybe a few years after that, when I had a really healing experience going back. And my older sister and I happened to be back at the same time, but separately. So we were both in our old town, although we never saw each other when we were there. But just knowing we were both there was really kind of wild. It happened to be her 20th high school reunion, and I was down there gigging. I made up this one.
It's them tall, piney woods make me feel home, make me remember all those days long gone. I'm sitting by my brother, just riding along and smiling all the way there to my piney wood home. So tell me, dear sister, oh, how do you feel? Is it what I feel? That old southern appeal. And how do you feel now? Oh, now that we're grown and we're sitting in the shade of our piney wood home. I think I'll take a walk now, go on down to the pier, climb a fat mimosa, watch the turtles disappear. I'll probably kick at some anthills and watch for the snakes. Better sneak on home now, oh, before it's too late, where I'll turn on the AC, 'cause it's so dang hot, pour a glass of sweet tea and be glad for what I got. I love my southern family, I love my southern friends, I love that I'm a southern gal until the very end. Yes, I love that I'm an East Texas gal until the very end. I love my piney wood home.
Thanks. Once I start singing all these songs together, I realized I got roots in a lot of places. That's not a bad thing. I was speaking with someone earlier about having roots in Winfield, Kansas. That's where my dad's family is from. The Rausches settled there in the late 1800s, and so we go back every year for the Bluegrass Festival, the Walnut Valley Festival, and it's a little family reunion for us, and make all kinds of music and cook all kinds of things over fires, and it's just wonderful, and I feel so blessed to have roots in that place. So I made up this song about a year ago. It's called The Gospel of Winfield.
Well, I feel like I am in heaven when my spirit's so lightly bound. When the wind and rain are calling my name, then the sun shines so brightly down. When my old guitar starts singing and my heart beats like a drum, and my feet will dance to the rhythm of a bluegrass or old-time song. Oh, sing with me, come on, sing with me. Won't you sing with me tonight? And dance with me, come on, dance with me. Won't you dance with me tonight? Pull the parachute up in the treetops, build a fire down below. Pull the chairs and logs around us, Jimmy, grab your old banjo. We've got some picking to do now, we've got some music to make. If we are lucky, we won't stop till the next dawn starts to break. Oh, sing with me, come on, sing with me. Won't you sing with me tonight? And dance with me, come on, dance with me. Won't you dance with me tonight? Well, the kids are all so happy, and the mamas and papas are too, 'cause they don't have a care in the world now, save for the bluegrass stew. Yes, I'm sure that I am in heaven, 'cause my spirit's so lightly bound by the Walnut River and the Pecan Grove with my Winfield family around. Sing with me, come on, sing with me. Won't you sing with me tonight? And dance with me, come on, dance with me. Won't you dance with me tonight? Make some music with me tonight.
Thanks. Go back to Missouri. This is one of my more recent tunes that'll be on the next record. Speaking of records, I've got two of them here. Only one of the professionally recorded ones. The last record I put out is called Live How You Love, but I'm down to just burning copies of it. So whatever donation you care to offer, I'd be grateful for, and please grab a CD. The other one over there is called Front Porch Pickin', and that is just me and what I like to call my dumb old smartphone on my front porch, and it's the songs that I initially did it to give to my bandmates so they can start learning some of these newer tunes, because we almost never practice. It's all gigs, pretty much. Those guys are just such great pickers. They can jump in there and go to town. So I thought I'd give them some recordings of some of these songs so they could kind of listen to them more intimately and hear them. And then I thought, well, what the heck? I might as well start slinging it and try to raise some money to get this next record rolling. So again, any donation that you care to offer, I'd be grateful for. And this one is on that front porch pickin'. It's called Sweet Missouri.
On a hillside in Missouri is where my heart stays. In the sweet grass neath the cottonwood is where I will be. In the springtime, the summer, even in the fall. But in the winter, you won't see me much at all. There's coneflowers and elderberries make sweet flower wine. The plantain, the chickweed, and all the dandelions. The red buds and the dogwoods, they bloom in perfect time. And if you are like me, you love it in sweet sweet Missouri. Maples and the spinners that bring the kids joy. The river deep and winding, we watch it rise and fall. The cliffs near the Boot Hill, they rise up so tall that if ever you're weary, you can lean on. Sweet Missouri, sweet Missouri. In the evening, sing a long song. The fireflies and the moonlight, they shine all night long. In my bedroom with the window open so wide, well, I feel like I belong. Yes, I belong here in sweet Missouri, sweet Missouri, sweet Missouri, my home.
Thanks. I just made up a song yesterday. I think I'm going to try it, guys. You can all giggle with me if I totally fumble. At least I hope you'll all giggle with me. Hope you won't stone me or throw tomatoes at me or any of that. I have a fascination with redbud trees. I think they're just gorgeous and beautiful. And I realized after I wrote this song yesterday that I have three songs now that reference redbud trees. So this is the third, and it just came yesterday.
Sweet little redbud, you wear your hearts upon your sleeve. Me and a fella like you, with branches growing, we've ooh. Little red bud, ooh, little red bud. We build our home with love and care, pretty little yard things everywhere. Kids growing up so fast, they were taller than the red bud, but it didn't last. Ooh, little red bud. Single little bud when springtime came, somehow you made your way. Sway with the breeze, but you still stand tall. I think you could teach us all. Ooh, little red bud. Ooh, little red bud. You are a gift from Franny, who I love a whole lot. Sweet little red bud growing on my life. I'll carry that love till the day I die with the sweet little red bug growing by my side. Ooh, 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 little red bug. But